Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm going to be your host today, and we're going to be taking your calls, but we have a lot of breaking news. Now, today is Monday, March 31st, 2014. If that date sounds familiar, it's probably because that's the Obamacare deadline. Remember, that was the deadline that was not going to move? They were really serious about it this time. Actually, it's kind of turning out to be kind of like Groundhog Day, isn't it? Well, there's a lot of news breaking about Obamacare, and we've also got signs that the surveillance state is losing the info war. Yeah, we've got people bailing that ship like rats on a sinking ship. And Bilderberg has been announced. We're going to tell you where that's going to be. And it's not just Bilderberg where people go to get their politicians instructed. We also have some people who, over the weekend, went to Vegas, some Republican contenders, who were trying to get some money from a very powerful lobbying group. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the history of that lobbying group. And we're going to talk about some of the amazing things that were said there. So, as the elections are starting up, we're seeing the corruption starting up. And we have also some breaking news from the fellow who came up with the Gaia Theory. Now, you may or may not be aware of what the Gaia Theory is. It's essentially the idea, it was taken from a Greek goddess that represented the Earth. It's the idea that the Earth is a living organism, and we, essentially as humans, are some kind of a virus, and we need to be controlled or exterminated. And the person who came up with that Gaia Theory, and one of the big proponents of global warming, has backtracked on both of those things, Lovelock, and we're going to be talking about an article about that. Very interesting, and it really ties in with the Noah movie that came out this last weekend. We've also got a South Carolina House of Representatives. Trey Gowdy is threatening to hold the IRS commissioner in contempt because they won't turn over emails. We've got secessionists in Europe that are turning out by the thousands. And we have a big riot that took place in Albuquerque, New Mexico, yesterday. You may remember Alex showed the video of a homeless man who was shot in Albuquerque. A very, very disturbing video. A lot of people are disturbed by that. And they had riots this weekend. Actually, there were several hundred people that turned up. They demonstrated for over 10 hours, and it eventually got violent there. So we're going to show some footage of that. We're going to talk about what happened, and we're going to talk about what's going on behind the scenes at the Albuquerque Police Department, some of the things that you may or may not know about them. It's kind of a poster child for the shoot first, ask questions later mentality that's being fostered by the federal government in our local police departments. And so we're going to talk about that. I want to take some of your calls, see what you think is the reasonable thing to do to try to get control of our police departments. What do we do to stop this? The Albuquerque Police Department has a murder rate that's higher. They've killed more people than New York City. And they got a murder rate that's four times the national average. And, of course, they've been paying out tens of millions of dollars in lawsuits. So what do we do as a community? How do we get control of the police when they're out of control, when they never are held accountable for what they do, no matter how egregious it is, when they can murder people on videotape and get away with it? Is it a solution to compensate the victims at the expense of the taxpayers, or is there maybe a better solution? I've got some ideas. I want to hear your ideas. We're going to be taking your calls at 800-259-9231, but I want to know what you think about what we can do to pull back these police that are not being held accountable. They've got unions that support them. They've got police chiefs who never see that they do anything wrong. How do we stop this? Or, like the liberals, do we just give them a monopoly on force? Barack Obama was in Belgium, and he's talking about the UN arms trade treaty. We're going to have more news about that as well. A lot of breaking news and your calls coming up right after the break, so stay tuned.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today, taking your calls and going over news. Now, today is Monday, March 31st, 2014. That was the deadline for Obamacare, but like Groundhog Day, it seems to be repeating the same problems we've seen over and over again. We've got the website going down for 6 hours on the deadline morning, but of course they extended this deadline. We've seen that before too, haven't we? We've seen over 30 times that Obama has unilaterally changed Obamacare. Evidently, it's kind of like every time it starts to roll around with another deadline, it's kind of like he sees the shadow instead of a groundhog. He sees a shadow of voter disapproval and he extends it, you know, just like the groundhog lets us know if we're going to have some more winter or not. That's the same sort of thing that's going on with Obama. And the New York Times points out that there's repercussions and reprieves at the health insurance enrollment deadline. Yeah, we got a lot of reprieves and repercussions. You know, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And when the Supreme Court said that it was a tax, and that's another interesting story, you know, where you see, I think it's the only time that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court has written both the assenting decision and the dissenting decision. He wrote both of them because he changed his mind at the last minute. Remember, everybody was saying that it was going to lose. It was a 5-4, and it was going to be struck down as an illegal mandate. And at the very last minute, Chief Justice Roberts, who had written the opinion striking it down, changed his mind. Interesting. Yeah, this is before we learned about all the NSA spying, and a lot of us believe that they had something on him. I still believe that's the case. I mean, we've seen that with Petraeus and others. I still believe that they blackmailed him to write both sides of that opinion. But they call it a tax, and a tax is a power to destroy. And so when it gets to the point where Obama's friends are going to be affected by it, he gives them a reprieve. If it's something that concerns people and he sees the election coming up, he gives them a reprieve as well, because he doesn't want the people who don't really understand how this is going to destroy them. He wants a reprieve for that until after the election, because it's going to be very damaging for them anyway. Now, one of the things in this article from the New York Times I thought was kind of interesting, they had some FAQs, frequently asked questions, and one of them is, what changes or delays might be expected in the coming years? It says the experience of the last 4 years strongly suggests that there will be more surprises. Yeah, there definitely will. And another story here from, this is CBS, it says on the eve of Obamacare deadline, the law remains a work in progress. Actually, you know, it's not a law. It's a series now of executive orders where Obama can just come in and change it however he wishes. But when a senator was asked about this on the Fox News program, this is Senator Angus King, an independent senator from Maine, who caucuses with the Democrats. He said, when Chris Wallace asked him about Obamacare, he said, there is no such thing as Obamacare. There you go. Doesn't exist. So we passed it. We're finding out what's in it, but actually, according to him, it doesn't exist. And I guess in one sense, it really doesn't exist, because there is no care being provided for anybody. This is nothing other than an insurance mandate. It is not health care. Health insurance is not the same as health care. Just the same as a school, a government school, any school, is not the same as education. We need to understand there's a difference between the way we do these things, and sometimes they're counterproductive to the goals that we want. If we want health care, maybe the way to do it is not have the insurance companies write something that transfers wealth from Americans to the 1%, to the health care industry. They're the ones who wrote this. Now, there's another article here from CBS, and it says that charges are likely to be dropped against volunteers who are signing people up for Obamacare. That's right. Chicago police detained a couple of men who were going door-to-door scamming elderly residents. It turns out it wasn't actually a scam. It was Obamacare they were selling. Well, actually, it was a scam. But they're going to let them go. He said, I would have never thought that informing people about Obamacare would get me in handcuffs. I thought I was doing something positive for the community. And what they did was they charged them with soliciting an unlawful business. I think that's the best way to describe Obamacare I've ever seen, an unlawful business. I think these Obamacare for voters are soliciting an unlawful business. I think the Chicago police got it exactly right. That's right. These are a couple of guys who are community organizers. And then we have this breaking news about Obamacare in California. And this is on the Drudge Report. California Obamacare sends out voter registration cards that are already pre-marked Democrat. See, it's simply about politics. It's not about health care. It's about controlling you, making you think you're going to get something at somebody else's expense. That's what it's always been about. That's why people sign up for it. But look at this story coming out of California. Play this report.
Well, the couple who received this letter and voter registration card from Covered California has lived in La Mesa for years, and they've always been registered to vote Republican. Tonight, they're perplexed as to how this voter registration card, pre-marked Democrat, ended up in their mailbox.
As you can see plain as day, the box next to the words Democratic Party is penned with a black X on this voter registration card. It was sent to a La Mesa couple who did not want their identity revealed. Sent from their health care provider, Covered California, the state-run agency that implements President Obama's Affordable Care Act.
I mean, I'm an old guy, and I never would have noticed it, except I have an accountant that notices every dot and dash on a piece of paper as a wife.
Covered California began mailing out voter sign-up cards to nearly 4 million enrollees last week after being threatened with a lawsuit by voting rights groups. But that doesn't explain this.
It's a waste of money, because there's an awful lot of people who are going to get this that are already registered, and they don't need to. But it's, I can see that, but I can't see putting an X on the form before it's given to me in a little bitty box that nobody's really going to notice.
We shared what was sent with Covered California. Company spokeswoman Ann Gonzalez stated, "We are mailing voter registration material. However, the application forms come directly from the Secretary of State's office with no fields pre-marked. The individual should contact the Secretary of State, which takes these violations of election law extremely seriously, and they will investigate using the unique serial number."
And the couple says they did reach out to the Secretary of State's office and couldn't get a hold of anyone. Also reached out to the San Diego Registrar of Voters, which told them to contact Covered California. Preston Phillips, 10.
Yeah, who would have thought? Who would have thought that this would have been used for political purposes? It's just so surprising, isn't it? Actually, that's been the purpose all along. It's been to benefit the Democrat Party, demagoguing, trying to profit on the idea that you're going to get something at the expense of your neighbor. At the same time, they can reward their corporate backers. You know, Obama spent over $1 billion to get elected this last time. Do you think he had some people that he needed to pay off? When you look at the explosion and what we're spending on just the presidential race, it's very evident that there is graft and corruption. You know, as I think, I forget who it was that said it, but an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. And that's exactly what we're seeing with Obamacare. And people wonder why they're getting their hours cut, wonder why they're not getting pay raises, wonder why they're getting put on part-time basis, even a small part-time basis, because they've redefined work down from full-time as being 40 hours to 30 hours. So you've got these poor people that are especially down at the bottom of the scale. In order to get an insurance coverage that probably doesn't address their needs, a Cadillac policy that is going to require people like single males to get maternity coverage, that's the sort of thing that is costing people so much money in Obamacare. That's what we're talking about when we say that this is a massive transfer of wealth from the American public to the insurance companies, forcing us to get insurance that we don't need, paying much higher prices than we need. And they're wondering, many people are wondering why they're not getting these jobs, these raises, why there are layoffs in the businesses. They don't understand how this comes back around. Now, we've also seen some good news. In the last few days, we've seen that Trey Gowdy, and this is someone who is a congressman, Republican congressman from South Carolina, is threatening to hold the IRS commissioner in contempt for withholding the Lerner emails regarding persecution of Tea Party organizations. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen is being threatened with contempt of court unless he produces the IRS official Lois Lerner's emails by the end of this week. And what he says is, all we want are emails to or from Lois Lerner. I'm not talking about private taxpayer information. And this is the key thing that he says right here. One of the reasons they don't answer our subpoenas is they don't fear any consequences. Yes, that's what's happening in government, whether you're talking about IRS agents or bureaucracies, or you're talking about out-of-control police departments in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They don't answer subpoenas. They fear no consequences. That's something I've never been able to explain to you, is why we don't stand up for our institutions anymore, said Trey Gowdy. Well, Congressman Gowdy, if you will stand up to the IRS, you will become an instant folk hero. What are you waiting for? Let's do it. Somebody pick up the mantle. I mean, it's just laying there on the floor for whoever is going to pick this up. This is a story from the Daily Caller. I certainly hope that this week he will do it, because I honestly don't think there is any chance that Lois Lerner is going to respond to that. Now, at the bottom of the scale, we see over and over again, it's not just in Albuquerque, but it's in other places. We have a police canine attacks an innocent 72-year-old man in his own yard. See, at the very bottom, starting from the police at your local government, they're totally unaccountable, all the way up to the IRS commissioner. This is a 72-year-old who was bitten on the arm as he worked in his yard. This is in Orlando, Florida. He said, when I got to the corner of the house, the dog leapt at me. And he wasn't so angry about the dog that bit him, causing his arm to bleed, but he said it was the officer's handling of the situation. He told me to go inside even though I was bleeding. He's supposed to have control of the dog. He's not supposed to just let that dog wander where people are. But see, doesn't even get an apology, doesn't get control of it. These are the police and the government from bottom to top is just as out of control as a vicious dog. We're going to be back with some more information about what happened in Albuquerque, and we're going to be taking your call. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Today is the last day to get free shipping on every order over $150 from Emergency Essentials. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's six cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the big one. Still got fires in the west, still got winter in the east. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've got a lot of callers that want to talk to us about what's going on in Albuquerque. And I think in general about the police. To bring you up to date, it's what happened yesterday. There were riots at the end of the day that actually started out as a peaceful protest in Albuquerque. It was put forward by Anonymous, who said that we're tired of this. Let them know that your city is not a place for war games against the homeless and the less fortunate. Now, this is in response to the shooting, the death of homeless man James Boyd. He was illegally camping out in the hills of Albuquerque. He was confronted by the police. And he's a homeless guy. He's not necessarily altogether there, but he did absolutely nothing that would threaten these police. They're at a distance. They've got guns drawn on him. They've got a dog. They stick the dog on him. It was absolutely disgusting. We've had it up at InfoWars. The entire video is up there, not the edited mainstream media version of the video. Look at the entire video, how they shoot this guy when he's got his hands up and he turns with his back to them after he's telling them, okay, I'm going to leave, just as we talked about, don't do anything, and they shoot him in the back. Then they stick the dog on him. Then they come over and step on him. The guy's not dead yet. He did eventually die. Outrageous what they did. And, of course, the immediate response of the police chief is, no problem. This is a police department that since 2010 has had 37 shootings, 23 of them fatal. They've had more shootings than the New York Police Department, even though New York City is 16 times larger. They've had something like four times the national average in terms of shootings. The Justice Department was already investigating them before this happened. So there was a riot this week. I keep calling it a riot. It ended in a riot. It was actually a protest. Went on for 10 hours. Over 500 people, now that's the media's estimate of it, I'm sure it was much more than that. After it got down to about 100 people, that was when things got violent. Now, there's if you want to see the pictures of the people involved, the Daily Mail is always good about pictures. You can see the picture of the man that was murdered. You can see the killers, the two cops who are basically being exonerated by the police department. And then, of course, you can also see some pictures of the riots there. They say that as night fell and they got down to about 100 people, that's when the police started using tear gas on the group and making arrests. They say that it got out of hand. It got violent. But this is how the Daily Mail, you can look at the pictures there, but when they describe the situation, they say the officers were attempting to effect a felony arrest using less than lethal weapons, including a distractive device, a canine, and a taser shotgun. That's what the police chief said. That is not true. I don't think that illegal camping is a felony arrest. But if you shoot somebody, if you're a civilian, it's only justified if that person is coming at you. If somebody breaks into your home and is coming at you, you are entitled to protect yourself, to shoot them. But if that person is running away from you with your TV under his arm or your computer or whatever under his arm, and he's no longer a threat to you, and you shoot him in the back, that's murder. That's what the police did. They were not being threatened by this guy. Now, they say in the Daily Mail that authorities said that he threatened to kill a crisis intervention team officer who was called to the scene, and that the video footage shows an injured Boyd with 2 5-inch knives in his hands when officers surrounded and handcuffed him. I didn't see that in the video. You take a look at the video. You take a look and see if you see that. I'd like for you to see if you can see any knives in the guy's hand. Because I guarantee you, if you watch that video, you are going to be outraged, and you should be. And so the question is, what do we do about out-of-control police? Do we as citizens just pay the bill to their families after they kill people and hope that it isn't us, hope that it isn't our family, but we just pay for the lawsuits that are now like up to $24 million, I think, in Albuquerque for the unjustified deaths of these people? Is that our response, or do we take some other kind of action? Let's go to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Kyle, what do you think about this?
Well, hey, Mr. Knight, and I think everything that you said is spot on, and I have to preface it, everything I say, by saying that not all police are like this, but I think the main issue is that the police have a certain feeling of separation from the population, and they feel that they are somehow entitled to a different set of laws. And
where do you think that comes from? Where do you think that separation, that entitlement is coming from?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, in the academy, they're taught that, you know, every time you go out on the street, your life is in danger, and, you know, stranger danger, bad guy, could be lurking around every corner and that every mom with a stroller could have a bomb in there.
Well, yeah, actually, they put out no hesitation targets, Homeland Security did. It's coming from the federal government, Kyle. That's the people that are putting this out. They're militarizing the police. They're telling them that we're a threat to them. We're going to be right back. Hang on, Kyle. We'll pick it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I was just talking to Kyle in Pennsylvania about the out-of-control police in Albuquerque and the response of the people there. We had a protester who was quoted as saying that he was fed up with how the police are treating citizens there. It's reached a boiling point, he said, and people can't take it anymore. Over 500 people showed up for more than a 10-hour protest. They want the police chief to be fired. The police department there, even before this last shooting, was under investigation from the Department of Justice because there have been so many shootings there, so many more than the average, so many more than even New York City, which has 16 times the number of people there. So there's clearly something wrong. The taxpayers are getting hit with tens of millions of dollars in judgments in Albuquerque. What do we as citizens do about it? And Kyle, you were saying that there's good police officers out there. There certainly are. And as we've done a report over and over again in Albuquerque and in New Mexico, those good police officers get put out. We had a report as Albuquerque police are trained to shoot first. Take a look at that. That was something that we did for the nightly news. It's now up on the Alex Jones channel. It talks about this very department, and it also talks about a chief of police in a small town, Shane Harger, who on his way to a Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association meeting was harassed by the TSA. And the video that I've seen from the events, he was very respectful. But, you know, there's a breaking point for anybody when you get accosted by the TSA unconstitutionally over and over again. And he was threatened, and he had his entire small-town police force disbanded, and he was fired, ultimately. First, he was put on suspension, and then he was fired. And when I did an investigation of this, I found that the local television station was trying to demonize him for having two IDs, saying that was why he was being hassled by the TSA, and there was implying that there was something shady about that. The reason the guy had two IDs was because of a suspected homicide by an Albuquerque police officer. And he was first on the scene, and he would not change his story. And as a result, there's a lot of things that happened to that. He was in fear of his life. I suggest you take a look at that. I'm not going to go into the entire report. It's a very interesting story. But what happens is there are good cops, and they get pushed out by the corrupt cops. And that's a great example of what happened in that story. Very sad story to see that happen to him. And I don't know what the current resolution of that is. I don't know if he is suing to get reinstated. But, Kyle, did you want to say something else? Kyle in Pennsylvania.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a certain code of conduct that we as a society have uniformly decided is a certain way a police officer should behave. And we need to realize that once an officer starts acting outside of that code of conduct, he's no longer an officer. He's a civilian, general population. So if a police officer shoots a clearly troubled person who's illegally camping in the woods for no reason, he doesn't get to be tried as a police officer who shot a man in the woods. He needs to be tried as a murderer. And he needs to be tried just like anybody else who would shoot an unarmed, innocent man. And as for the riots in Albuquerque, I'm sorry, but 90% of our communication is nonverbal. So when the police show up dressed like stormtroopers in armor and shields with tear gas, what are you communicating? You're communicating violence. You're saying, okay, there's going to be a rumble here, one way or another.
That's right. They're escalating. You're breaking up an excellent point. When they show up, it is a confrontation. It is always a confrontation. And they are itching to get violent because they have been trained by Homeland Security that you are the enemy. They want to, they're militarizing the police. They are looking at the American streets as a battlefield. That's what the NDAA is about. They're making the assumption that it's a battlefield. And so you've got the police being militarized. You've got the military being used as police. Let's go to Josh in Georgia. Thank you, Kyle. Josh in Georgia, you wanted to say something about the situation in Albuquerque or the police in general?
Yes, I apologize. I've got you on speakerphone here. I want to read something, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
Citizens may resist unlawful arrest to the point of taking an arresting officer's life if necessary. Plumer versus State, 136 Indiana.306. This premise was upheld by the Supreme Court of the United States in the case John Bad Elk v. U.S. 177 U.S. 529. The court stated, where the officer is killed in the course of the disorder which naturally accompanies an attempted arrest that is resisted, the law looks very differently, with very different eyes upon the transaction when the officer had the right to make the arrest from what it does if the officer had no right. What may be murder in the first case might not be anything more than manslaughter in the other, or the facts might show that no offense has been committed at all. Another quote, an arrest...
Yeah, well, I absolutely understand and I absolutely agree that we all have an inherent right of self-defense. And when the police or any other government official gets outside of the bounds of their lawful authority, what they've taken an oath to, they no longer have that authority. If you disobey the Constitution, if you disobey your oath, you're out of line of your authority. You're no longer a lawful authority. But I want to see this taken care of in a way that doesn't come down to us fighting it out in the streets with the police. Because, quite frankly, you can defend yourself against a cop, but they will kill you if the things don't change the way they currently are. So how do we as a society take this back? There has to be some kind of... The mayors, the city council, and, of course, the people that are in there are not doing it now. We have to get people elected at the local level. And right now, the local level is really where we have the best chance of an election. Elections are very rigged at the national level, especially at the presidential level. You know, whoever is counting the votes is going to determine the election, and they've got a lot of different ways that they can rig the election. But at the local level, we have a better chance of having honest elections. We need to get people who are going to stand up, in my opinion, and are going to say there are going to be penalties, not just for the taxpayer when the police overstep this. There's going to be consequences and penalties, financial judgments. If they can't convict these people because the police unions are so strong, at least they can say that you as a police officer are going to be liable for these damages in an unlawful death case. And then anything over and above what you're able to supply in those judgments is going to be taken out of the budget of the police department, let's say. Let's start trying to do some things like that to try to get them under control. The biggest part of the problem is, as Kyle was talking about, we have a due process, and yet they're not treated. They should be treated just as an ordinary criminal if they kill someone, but they're not treated that way. They get special treatment as an officer. They're not even questioned in the same way. If you go back and you look at the rules that the police unions have put in, the officers are not even questioned as criminal suspects in the same way that you or I would be questioned. Josh, did you want to say anything else?
Yes. To curb it is, you know, people need to start standing up. I've said, you know, if the First Amendment is the voice, the Second Amendment is the teeth, the Fourth Amendment is the brains, and if we don't start standing up for any of them, we're not going to have any of them. And we've turned into a society of watchers. If we see something and we know that it's wrong, we pull out our phones or we pull out our cameras and we video it, but we don't help. And those people are still, even people that come to the rescue and come to the aid of someone being illegally detained are you know, allowed to.
Yeah.
And until we actually start standing up and saying no and doing something and drawing a line in the sand and saying no more and coming
I understand.
Through and following through with it, it's going to continue to happen.
I understand. You know, there's a lot. You've heard the thing before about the different boxes of power that we have. We've got the jury box. We've got the cartridge box. We've got the ballot box. Actually, we've got the soapbox as well. But, you know, I think that we need to try to use the ballot box as much as we can, because once we get to the cartridge box, we're going to be going up against their strength in many ways, because it's kind of going to be like when the Revolutionary War was going on. They didn't win too many battles when they just lined up and fought the British on their own terms, you know, getting in a straight line and shooting each other. They won when they were pursuing asymmetric warfare. And, of course, you could even say that about a cartridge box situation. But let's try to get control of the state and the local city governments. If we can get control of that and then get control of the police, I think that would be the way to resolve this, hopefully. Jerry, thank you. Let's go to Jerry in Georgia. Jerry?
Hi, David. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to make a point about what's on the top of Drudge, the internal Homeland Security document. It ties into all this, and the fact that we're treated like criminals. Just you got a guy who's down on his luck, He's camping out, and he's treated like a criminal. They SWAT team him. But if you look at the internal Homeland Security document, 68,000 convicted illegal alien criminals were released, caught and released.
Yeah.
872,000 whose visas have run out and have been ordered to leave the country are just floating around and have never left. And they say that they're surveilling us for our safety, but these people are just floating around. They wiretap us. They take all our phone records, metadata us for our safety, but these people are just floating around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And as far as the Albuquerque, if you watch the video, he was murdered. They had non-lethal. They had the beanbag, shotgun, the dog, and look at the, and then the gun. And what did they use? The order they used it is they shot him with the gun first. Then, while he's laying there bleeding out, they shoot him with the beanbag and attack him with the dog.
Yes, yes.
As opposed to shooting him with the beanbag if he resisted, attacking him with the dog, and then the final option, if they're threatened and fearing for their lives, is to use the gun. So if you want to solve it, you bring the man up on murder charges, the cop. He needs to go up on murder charges.
There was clearly no justification for lethal force at all there. But the thing that is really, really gut-wrenching is how they tortured the man. As you point out, they stick the dog on him after they've shot him. He's been shot. He's bleeding out. And they stick a dog on him. And then they step on him. You just have to see this, folks, because we have to get control of our government. We have to get control of them, especially at the local level, at the police. The federal government is hyping these guys up, militarizing them, teaching them that we are the enemy. We are the civilians. They're using the same kind of tactics, the same kind of terminology that they would for an occupying force in a foreign government. And, of course, the founding fathers always warned us that the means of defense abroad would become the means of tyranny at home with a standing army. And we have a standing army here. We have not only a standing military army that has been in place for 60 years since the end of World War II, constantly at war. We have a standing army here at home, the militarized police and the police being used increasingly as military. Thank you, Jerry. Let's go to Patrick in Michigan. Patrick.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Doing fine. What you got?
Thanks for holding down the fort. Well, Alex is hopefully off getting some rest. Like you said, you needed last week. I used to live in Key West, Florida.
Patrick, I think you're on a speakerphone. Can you pick up the phone because we're getting a lot of echo?
Let me try this.
If anybody's on speakerphone, let's try to get these. Yeah, let's. We'll come back to you, Patrick. Let's go to AJ in Ohio. AJ.
Yeah. Hi, David. How you doing?
Doing fine.
You know, you talked about Trey Gowdy saying that there's no accountability. So I think what we should do is it all goes back to this morning. Blaze put up a quick video this morning that I watched, and it actually made me sick because they were showing the riots, but it was before the riots actually broke out. And there was a girl, probably a 110-pound girl or so, was crossing the street, minding her own business. She didn't say anything or do anything. And this cop blindsided this girl like, you know, he was some kind of linebacker or something like that into a bench. And he had no reason or no justification to do such a thing. And I don't know about you, but I was raised to not strike a woman. You know, and to see that absolutely made me sick. So
see, that's why I didn't believe they represented the shooting was totally not what happened. And so when they started representing the fact that the riots started when the protesters got violent, I didn't believe that either, because I think they started when the protesters got to a size that the police were comfortable attacking them. We've seen that happen. When we went to the open carry rally in San Antonio, and there was 1,000 people there with rifles, and they didn't know which ones were loaded and which ones weren't, the police were very well behaved. But as soon as pretty much everybody left and there was just a couple of people there, they started harassing those people who were left behind. Anything else you wanted to say, Patrick? I'm sorry, AJ?
That's okay. I think that right there was an instigation for them to try to start, because every man's instinct is to defend a woman when he sees her, you know, being hurt. So here's what I think we need to do. The InfoWarriors are a powerful force. I think we need to get off the couch and we need to send letters to the state representatives in that state and say, hey, look, you're going to lose your job because it's an election year unless you hold that chief accountable. Because honestly, an organization is defined by its leaders. So I think we need to all take a half an hour out of our day and write letters and demand accountability, or we will do everything we can to take that person's job away from them.
Absolutely. Good point. You know, in that report, that video report that I did, the Albuquerque police trained to shoot first. In spite of all this that's going on, this is the place where they had the cop who shot up the van full of kids. Remember that from last fall? Remember where they stopped the guy? The guy had a stop sign violation. They pulled him over. They took him in, gave him 8 anal probes, billed him for it. That's all New Mexico. The shooting in the van was New Mexico. The police chief who was fired was in New Mexico, the good police chief, because they're not going to fire somebody who stands up for them bullying people. But the response of the state was to change the curriculum at their police academy to a shoot-first curriculum. And one of the instructors there was so upset about that he refused to teach it. So they fired him. See, if you're a good cop, they get you out of the system in New Mexico. And that's what we're seeing happening in other places. It's not just New Mexico, but it's the worst there right now. That's where we need to fight it. We're going to be back right after the break. We're going to take some more of your calls and talk about what's going on in New Mexico and your solutions for what the police should do and how we control them. Stay tuned.
The response has been overwhelming, and for that, we say thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, one of the founders of New Mana Food Storage. You've let us know how much you love our GMO-free and great-tasting storable food. Now, you can help a veteran enjoy that same great taste. Part of every purchase from New Mana will be donated to help a veteran in need enjoy their next meal.
Buy with confidence. Buy the best. Buy New Mana. Call 877-817-9829 or visit powerprepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to people about the situation in Albuquerque, the out-of-control police department there, and everybody agrees they're out of control. The Justice Department has been investigating them even before this most recent shooting, and we're taking your calls on that subject. We're also going to be covering some other subjects today. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about James Lovelock. He's the guy who came up with the Gaia Theory, and he's telling us that environmentalism is religion. Yeah, it is. And we're going to talk about how that's being manifested. But I want to tell you, this hour of the Alex Jones Show is being brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Now, the path to liberty starts with attaining a level of self-reliance. My Patriot Supply is a home of a wide array of survival products, including the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage products. Patriot Pantry is delicious, nutritious, and prepares in minutes. Patriot Pantry offers amazing variety, great taste, and is packaged to last up to 25 years. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today to experience their top-rated customer service, top-quality products, and incredibly reasonable prices. The products you need, the service you expect, the price you can afford, visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. Now, we were just talking to callers. If there's anybody from New Mexico that wants to, that has some personal experience or perhaps was maybe even at the demonstrations yesterday and could shed some light on what happened, because these demonstrations that were going on, first it was at least 500 people. That's what the media reported. They typically underreport those numbers. As it dwindled down to 100, we just had a caller say that he saw video footage that the police shoved a young lady. Things deteriorated. The police are saying that it was when protesters got violent that they got violent. But, of course, they show up in full riot gear in a confrontation and are in people's faces. People are already upset and angry about what was clearly the murder of an innocent man. There was not any excuse. There was no reason for these officers to feel like they were threatened by this guy. He had his back to them. He was walking away, and he was telling them, as he was putting on his backpack, it's okay, everything's fine, as we talked about, and then they just shoot him and stick the dog on him as he's dying. We've got a couple of people who are already on the line. Kelly in Texas, did you want to talk about this?
Hello?
Yes, Kelly, go ahead.
David? Hi, yes, I want to talk to you about some aviation activity that we've been witnessing increased over the last couple of weeks. I live in New Braunfels, so I am near San Antonio. We live near Randolph and Lackland. But we saw a couple of days ago two UN marked AC-130s followed by four Osprey. My husband's saying the Osprey were in the lead. And then we are building south of San Antonio and have seen loaded F-16.
So what's your take on this? Because we had a video on the InfoWars site about a large surveillance plane, looked like sealed windows and that sort of thing, doing loops right around the Austin airport here. And, of course, that was happening about a year ago, downtown Austin, doing very, very low flights. So what's your take on it? What do you think is going on?
Well, my take on it, and it definitely encompasses what you're speaking of today with the police militarization, I think is a symptom of we are seeing the desperation of the oligarchy. I really think they know that their days are numbered.
Well, it's intensifying, that's for sure. And we've got a new report today up on InfoWars. Thank you very much, Kelly. We got a report about Bilderberg, where it's going to be. And we're also going to talk to you about what's coming up with the 2016 presidential election. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls on the police situation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family?
fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.